I'm delighted to be in Glenveagh today. I'm very impressed. In fact, what really impressed me most today was the amount of people that were there, particularly Irish people, and lots of visitors there today. And they tell me this year is going to be a record year in relation to the numbers that's going to visit Glenveagh National Park. And I'm delighted to be up here today. I've also announced $250,000 of capital funding for the year, which they will be spending this year on works in and around the National Park. But it was a pleasure to be here today. It was a beautiful day. And I have to say to the people that I hope that they would go and visit this national park. It's worth going to see. We have six in the country, and they actually are hidden gems. That's what they are, hidden gems. And I would hope that more and more people would go and visit our national parks, because they're a credit to the country.
And Donegal as a whole, it is home to some of the most scenic places around Ireland. So this funding will obviously be welcomed then as well.
Funding today, it's an upgrade of a wastewater facility. I've 80,000 been allocated for the control of the invasive species, and also in relation to some works there on roads. And I'm delighted to do that. But you know, I have to say today, as I say, the amount of visitors who are there today is just unbelievable. And you're quite correct. The scenery there is stunning. And I know the Prince of Wales and the Royal Highness was here this year, and the Duchess of Cornwall. And I'm sure that will bring many more thousand visitors next year. But I really say this to local people and to people living in the county and the surrounding areas. I would hope they would come and visit it. The gardens are worth coming to see. The house is worth coming to see. But the whole beautiful scenery and the beautiful walks, and I mean, coming to the walks and the gardens, it's just worth coming to see.